concept, though. The fact that, like, it takes mere, you know, like, fractions of a second for information to go up to a satellite and come back. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, and then we just, like, we made cell phones and then we just, like, stopped.
Yeah. That's it. No, we're done. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
It's basically a computer now. Yeah.
Like, we were just, like, to think, like, in our lifetime, we had, like, landlines and payphones.
Yeah.
And like now, and we
operators,
and we barely had computers or the internet. We had dial up, and now we have like Wi-Fi and like our computers in our pocket.
We can link phones together.
Yeah, you can link phones together. You can cast from one thing with Bluetooth. You know,
right?
Yeah,
you can just like
you can instantaneously like type something on your phone and post it to 7 different media files.
You
like,
just like
and
you
now
hop,
we're done.
You hop into a car, you turn the ignition.
Wait, what
and
else
it's
is
like,
there?
Oh, I know all your friends.
Yeah.
Like, do you know all your friends? I'm like, oh, not all of them. And he's like, oh, it's cool. I got them.
Yeah, I got all your, and cool. all your music.
I'm your car. I know everything about you.
You know what's funny, though, is, so, like, well, CJ, you and I have the same car. So, with the Fiesta, like, your phone is synced. So, like, yeah, anytime you guys would call me or anything, like, it says, like, AJ or CJ
it says
or whatever. But it does that for my entire phone book, except for my job.
What?
My job shows up as a random fucking number. It's like, you don't need to talk to these people.
No.
Yeah,
oh, so these guys again.
Even though I have it in my phone book as work, my phone's just like, fucking ignore it.
Like, you don't have anything else like that? I wonder if it's like their color ID settings or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Because it would work for my old stores. It's like really just this current store that I'm at.
You know what, like, bums me out, you guys? Like, you know how, like, you were watching, like, Drake and Josh, like, a sad moments?
Yeah.
You know what really frustrates me is that, like, everybody forgot about Scrubs. And it makes me crazy.
Scrubs.
Like,
my roommates did not forget about
ever
Scrubs.
Ever since
it
was removed from Netflix, it's all Parks and Rec. It's all The Office. It's all everything.
And that's the
and,
classic,
like,
man.
It was
like,
fucking 8 seasons of, like, the best television I've ever seen. Like, the hardest I've ever cried, the hardest I've ever laughed. Like, the most I've ever felt connected to a character.
I mean, I need a new brown bear.
Like, yeah, like a
brown bear.
Yeah.
I've never
like,
seen Scrubs.
Oh, it's the
and I'm
best
also not a fan
show.
Of Scrubs.
I actually got connected.
You're not a fan
to
of Scrubs?
Parks and Rec.
It's wonderful.
Well, Parks and Rec is good.
I'm just thinking,
like, The Office
like,
is,
it
like,
doesn't
like
exist.
Is after Parks and Rec. But then,
I don't know.
I was in bed the other night, and I watched the 10 saddest endings. Or, no, just, like, the 10 saddest scenes from Scrubs.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never been, like...
Were you listening to Enya while you were listening to Enya? Yes.
I just finished 16 Candles, and I decided to watch the saddest moments of
I still had half a tub of ice cream.
Yeah, oh, dude, you got some Chunky Monkey up in my...
Oh,
yeah, up in my Chunky Monkey.
I mean, I've yet to find a show with a character that's as fucking great as Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox...
Like,
he's in a
so
new show.
Wonderful.
He's been in a lot of shows.
Like
awesome.
It's John C. McGinley.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys seen, I think this one's on Hulu, The Belko Experiment?
Mm-mm.
It's a...
Yeah, that's,
It's a movie.
What's his face? I've seen it, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's basically, it's John C. McGinley is in it with a lot of other notable faces. And they work in this, like, random office building in the middle of, like, South Africa or some random country that's, like... It's so out of place.
Right.
Or it's like, maybe it might even be Mexico. Or I don't know.
I've seen Battle Royale.
But the people that run it take over it. They lock the whole building down and set rules. It's like, in the next hour, you guys need to kill 3 of your coworkers, or we kill 30.
And I remember a trailer for this on like YouTube.
It was pretty good.
Dude, John C. McGinley was like fucking shredded in that show, too.
He still is.
He's
like,
still
the most like in shape.
He's still fit.
Like I said, he's in this new show now where he's like a demon killer.
Yes,
it's
called,
I've
like,
heard about that.
Stan versus the Devil, or
something like that. It's kind of like an Ash
versus
Evil Dead kind of
thing.
Like now that that's
Sean versus.
Yeah, so like, but it has a bunch of comedians in it, and so it's like really hardcore comedy. But it's like he does fight demons and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they showed like a long clip on Instagram of like one of the demons is posing as like a plumber. Nice. But he knows he's not a plumber, so the guy just, like, the demon just, like, tries to do something, and he's like, I'm just not into it. Like, he's like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, what do they call you down there? He's like, it's not important. Like, we've been talking about it all the time. Like, he's like, leaning up against, like, a chest like this, and he's just, like... He's still in his, like, red... He's just, like, a basic... He still looks like the same person. It's, like, a Halloween makeup. He's just, like, red.
Oh,
he's just, like, a horn.
But so you're not fooling me.
I'm a demon.
I'm so, definitely not from the depths of hell.
Yeah,
like,
from the hell.
You trust me? My name's on the name tag right here.
Yes.
It says Jake.
Yeah. definitely not from the hell.
Yeah, Jake spelled with three sixes.
Yeah. But he, like, wants to go back to hell, and he tells him, too. He's like, no, no, no. You're here as my plumber. You're going to finish the job. He's like, you know I'm not a real plumber. And he's like, why don't you just give it a shot? Yeah, and then clips to the next one. He's like, I'm really good at this. He's like, you're doing a great job.
So just up and down, right?
Yeah. Well, he has a plunger, what's it called? Right? The rotors? Like the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, a rotor rooter.
They call it a snake.
Yeah, a snake. Yeah. He's like doing that. He's like snaking.
Yeah, I've cleaned a lot of turds in my day.
They're
called a serpent.
Yeah, I just know them as Roto-Rooter, but not a sponsor.
Well, there's Mr. Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, I think that's more of like a Band-Aid, Tylenol type of situation.
Yeah.
They talk about where it's like...
It's like the product is the brand, I guess.
Yeah, you say like Kleenex, you could be talking just... It's really called...
A tissue.
Yeah,
facial tissue.
Which is just weird to say. I wouldn't say. I'd rather call it Kleenex. That's one step away from moist.
Facial tissue isn't that bad.
Sounds
bad.
No, it sounds kind of fun at the end.
like there's relief.
No, there was a facial, so I need a tissue.
It's for a specific task.
No, it's like it's step B. It's facial, step one.
Facial tissue,
step two.
And the tissue gives you reassurance of cleanliness.
Yeah.
It's like toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use it when you're on the tissue.
Toilet. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could call it ass paper, but
that's what I call it.
Butt reams.
Shit paper.
I got a fresh ream of butt paper.
Oh God.
All right.
So should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Sure.
It's time.
All of a sudden, not prepared.
Gosh.
Never has this happened.
What do you got,
I'm
Cody?
A fraud. I did still write a paper.
I'm so fucking gassed up, Shorty, for this.
Okay. So, last time it was three pages. I only did one page. So.
Oh, wow.
That's what they call a one-pager.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lazy.
What the experts call.
I started page two, and I was like, I'll just use the internet. So, I didn't feel like... when you realize what I get to, that was going to be page two, you'll realize why I didn't want to type it all.
You want to hear a funny anecdote?
What?
AJ's resume was three pages.
You hack. Like, was it in green?
Wait, was it?
It was like 24 points. For our last job.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 24 point, like copper plate gothic or something like that. Something super.
Was it impressive?
If you handed me a three-page resume, I literally would have tossed it over my shoulder.
the only question.
Maybe that's why every time I go for a job, they go, "You're overqualified because I put too much shit on there."
Did you get the job, AJ?
I get it every time.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. Then. It's fine.
And I got exactly what I asked for when I asked for pay. So it worked out fine for me, I guess. Get into the future, write three-page essays, because nobody wants to, or three-page resume, because nobody wants to read them, so you just get whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd still recommend consolidating.
But the third page is too exhausted to dispute
you. He's done a lot.
It's like, all right. YMCA, fine, cool.
Hot dog on a stick, got it.
Volunteer firefighter.
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't work there.
I was like, I'm really excited. I thought we could bond over it.
No.
I already worked at Hot Dog on a Stick.
I loved it.
Oh, I bet you did.
Dude. I never
worked in food, though.
Every day, smash the lemonade, I would just scream at any kid that came up to it while I was smashing it.
What would you say?
I would just yell.
Oh!
Like a crazy person.
Just indiscriminate.
Like, they would come up to see, like, oh, what are you doing? And I'd be like, oh!
Why didn't I ever go to your lemonade stand?
You missed out, sir.
This is what your parents didn't want you to see.
Yeah.
This is your future. The greatest thing was, though, like, right behind us, we had a big old mirror that everyone thought was, like, a two-way mirror.
Oh, right.
So if we were in the back, they thought we could see them. So people would just be like, hello? Hello? The whole time. And I'd just be in the back, like, listening to hardcore, like, moshing. And we had, like, the classic, like, food swing door.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as I let them do, like, a couple hellos, I would just kick it open and just be like, what? What?
I wonder why you don't work there anymore.
They actually were going to promote me. They fired me because I got a tattoo.
I'm sure there's, like, very little you can do wrong in a hot dog on a stick.
My DM...
Like, you put the hot dog on a stick,
well,
and
the founder was, like, a misogynistic, like, womanizer, so he didn't
really
care. Yeah.
Fucking join the club, all those fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Fucking Abercrombie and Fitch.
I deep fried whatever I wanted there. Like, they sold the tennis balls. I threw those in there, like...
Tennis balls?
No, like, antenna balls.
Oh, still?
Yeah, no. But I deep fried the shit out of those.
Not tennis balls.
No, AJ, no. Not tennis balls. Antenna balls.
Yeah, no,
I'm
no,
not an animal.
For the record. I deep fried them.
What are you thinking about, man?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all these fucking owners, these owners of, like, big companies. The company that I used to work for, he just got, like, he was busted for tax fraud, and now he's, like, in a Me Too scandal. It was fucking, like, nice. It's just all these goddamn assholes. I'm so sick of them.
Yeah.
It's the same guy over and over again, and they just keep sucking and keep being fucking assholes.
They're all just
I'm just sick of seeing them, dude. I'm sick of seeing these rich fucking assholes.
Well, good thing they're getting taken down, though.
Yeah but, like, it's not hard enough. It's not, like, a big enough takedown. It's not, like, a SWAT team. Like, I want to see somebody get, like, I want to see, like, one of these rich fucking CEOs get fucking swatted.
Yeah.
You know, dragged out of their fucking door, like, hogtied. Like,
who was the guy who was the guy recently that, like, that happened to him? And I remember being real happy about that. It was, like, Trump's lawyer, I think they did that with or something like that.
No, it was his campaign manager. It was, I can't remember. I just listened to it a whole podcast.
Were they, like, police escorting him? Like,
yeah, that guy's freaking done.
He's going to prison for, like...
Manafort.
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 That was like, that's good, like kind of something like that. Yeah. It wasn't for the same thing.
No.
Like,
oh, it was for a lot of things.
Yeah, but it wasn't for Me Too, you know, type of situations like harassment or anything.
That guy's, he's going down.
But see, right, when that does happen, it does seem like...
It never feels satisfying.
It's never hard enough.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a lifers.
Because, like, somebody that's convicted of, like, a drug charge gets dragged out of their house.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that's convicted of a non-violent crime gets dragged out of their fucking house.
Yeah.
They call their work, they show up to their job and pull them out like a fucking animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is way higher stakes. This is way more money, way more lives are on the line. Pull them out like a fucking animal, man. Yeah. Show them who's boss.
Make an example.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, get Paul Mann fucked.
Yeah.
F-U-C-T.
I like it.
Could put a K, but I won't see.
Cody!
All right. So, take two. Now we're getting into it. Welcome back to the Redacted Podcast. We're going to go over a conspiracy today, which is a little light. It's a little bit of a lighter tone than some of the last ones we did.
Aww.
But it's still fun. I think it was fun.
I know. I'm actually welcoming it.
Okay.
At this point.
With an aww. Okay.
Oh, don't patronize me.
Sarcastic.
You fucking asshole.
So, the title of today's episode is The Royal Family Are Blood-Sucking Vampires.
Oh.
So, have you guys heard anything about this?
I think we touched on it on the Flat Earth episode.
Oh, okay.
We
wasn't there for that.
But we were talking about their cannibals.
We were talking about
ranting.
Cannibals.
Oh, well, cannibalism. That,
yeah.
That's a whole other
we
thing.
We talked about lineage, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, keeping the blood pure.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah,
good, because
yeah.
there's a lot of lineage in this.
Yeah.
It is a brief talk, so I fluffed it up a little bit with some history.
Mm.
So stuff about vampires that maybe you guys didn't know, maybe the listeners don't know. So going into it, I mean, you guys are all familiar with Dracula.
Mm. Yes.
Are you guys familiar with where Dracula, like, where it starts?
Vlad the Impaler.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, just a little quick rundown of who our buddy Vlad is. So Vlad the Impaler, or his proper name Vlad Tepes III, was the leader of Wallachia in the 15th century, which is now like present day like Transylvania, Romania, all that. I don't know if Wallachia is actually still a place, but that's what
apparently
it's called.
Slightly related to
Wallachia.
Oh, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah.
So
because that's apparently that's if you were supposed to be a vampire if you had a widow's peak.
Mm. Oh, well,
I have one.
Wallachia forever.
Yeah.
Is that like the Transylvania
for
Wakanda? Yeah.
I didn't see what I was doing.
Did it did a W
yeah.
with your arms?
Yeah. Wu-Te.
Oh, God.
Wu-Te forever.
So,
protect the neck.
As many people know, Dracula is the inspiration for Bram Stoker's horror classic Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
He, like I said, was the leader of Wallachia. He became infamous for basically defending his entire country from Turkish invasion. He's responsible for basically killing 100,000 Turks.
Cool.
Whoa. Estimated.
That sounds like a friend dude.
Give or take 100 or something, I'm guessing.
Some change.
Fine. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So,
and he's on the dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously he's trademarked everywhere in Transylvania.
Yeah.
They love it. So, the main, like, stories of Vlad that kind of stemmed this vampiric... I guess lore was obviously he liked to impale people.
Mm.
really not a vampire thing, but it was like a horror thing. Like, he would litter the battlefield of wherever he was, and even in front of his castle, with his enemies, like, impaled on sticks.
Yeah.
Raised up into the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're thinking, like, he's killed 100,000 people. A lot of people on sticks. And he would leave them there to entirely rot. He would never take them down.
Didn't they do it when they were alive, too?
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Most of them, if they weren't dead yet, he wouldn't, like, kill them and then kill them. He would just stick them right on there.
Was there, like, I don't want to get, like, too gruesome, but, like, was there a, like, a method to the impalement? Was it, like,
through
one of those through the jaw kind of horror film
if
things?
If he could, like, from what I've read, he would go
through your butt?
He would go through the anus and get it, straight up as best as he could, because that way it would exit your mouth and cause a really slow death.
Yeah, and you would die. You would die from infection more than anything else.
More than anything, yeah, because everything's just ripped open and exposed.
And it's just rotting.
Yeah, and so, yeah, you could hear, like, in around his cousin, you could hear, like, screams for days.
Well, screams with a stick in its mouth.
Yeah, I mean...
Or up its butt.
Well, you're talking about thousands of groans. Yeah. Like, I mean, you gotta remember, too...
I hear him say screams with a stick in its butt.
Well, you gotta remember, too, some of these would go up and come out, like, you know, come out the shoulder.
Yeah.
And they'd just be there.
Well, there's no signs behind it. I mean, if you're jamming somebody on a stick, it'd go out either,
exactly,
whichever way it does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they would just sit there and rot.
God, that's fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy metal yard.
Yeah.
But,
to say the least,
yard.
A tail.
The other main thing, and this is really where the vampiric part comes in, because obviously it has to do with blood. He was known for eating his bread dipped in the blood of those people.
Yeah.
So he would soak it and then eat bread
once
it was, like, bloody and everything. So, yeah, he would kind of do that whole thing. And then, I mean, you could put in bits of him, like, bathing in it, whatever, but he was really just about eating it. Which
just
is
consuming the
consuming
blood.
It and everything like that. So, like I said, the topic today is about the royal family, the current royal family. Or, I mean, all of it, actually. I mean, they're all related, it all goes back, they're all connected.
Blue Bloods.
Huh?
Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Okay.
So we're going to focus on one person today of the royal family, which is Prince Charles.
Oh,
I didn't see that coming. I thought we were doing QE.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing Queen Elizabeth. Yeah.
No.
Okay, Prince Charles.
No.
All right.
No.
Let's get him.
It is his mother. So, I mean, but we're going to focus mainly on Prince Charles. For those of you who don't know, which I'm assuming you guys do, Prince Charles is the son of Queen Elizabeth, the father of William and Harry, and the former husband of Princess Diana.
He's quite a character.
Yeah. He's not very well liked in his own country, and he is the heir, but many people think that if that time ever came, he would really just abdicate to William. He's not a very popular candidate for the throne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one place he is very popular is Transylvania.
What?
They love him over there. So Transylvania is one of Charles' favorite places to travel.
What?
He goes there very, very often. He to the point where he owns a house there, which he rents out as a guest home to other people.
It's near Turkey or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why they had Turkish invasions a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's not near Turkey, but you gotta remember at the time of, like, Vlad, the Turkish Empire was huge.
Like, my jaw is on the floor about this. Like, fucking Prince Charles has, like, an Airbnb in fucking Transylvania.
Pretty much,
Invites people over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't that kind of like, I don't know, I've seen some people go to those areas, and, like, most of the areas, that's where, like, Borat is and stuff like that, right?
That's Kazakhstan.
But like, is that close by today?
Yeah. I would say the Transylvania area is a little bit more north of that. You're thinking Middle Eastern or even like kind of like on the edge of the Saudi Arabia kind of territory.
Oh, okay.
This is a little like more of the European side.
Oh, okay. We need to get like a map in here.
I think it would pay off.
Because I feel like I'm just throwing darts at a map.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have phones.
It's so hard.
We all have CJ, can you bring up a map?
A map, like, yeah.
Geographically,
yeah.
Just a big old CJ armor.
Even if it's close, though, you got to remember, in that time, we're talking about the Turkish Ottoman Empire, which is gigantic.
Do you guys want a flat map or a circular map?
Can we get flat because we're all flat earthers here?
We're flat earthers, right?
Yeah,
let's
so we
flat.
Have a flat map.
Yeah.
Duh. Globes are just convenient.
I put map of the glove instead of map of the globe. And no joke, there's a map of the world on a glove. Like a knife, it's got like a,
not
you know,
on the string?
Like a lacy pattern on the ends too. Ooh. It's beautiful.
Little tassels?
Yeah, smell the glove.
So he goes there all the time.
He goes there a lot, to the point where, honestly, like, the entire Department of Tourism in Transylvania uses that to their advantage.
God, that's wild.
They market the fact that it's like, do you like Transylvania or vampires?
This guy does too.
Do you
too.
Like Prince Charles? He loves it here.
You should too.
They market the crap out of it. I think I read a statistic somewhere that they get about 20 flights weekly from the UK into Transylvania.
What?
Like, because, like, and they acclaim, you know, to this.
Yeah.
And they milk it. They definitely milk it as much as they can, because it to them, it's like a celebrity, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dignitary blessing their area.
Yeah.
So, did you...
Okay, yeah. So, I just want to, like, kind of, like, maybe put a little bit of a clearer spin of, like, where this is on the map.
Yeah.
So, let's say we'll work our way in from France, which is the, like, the western border of the Atlantic Sea.
Yeah.
All right. So we're working our way in. So we get Spain, we get France, we get Germany, we get Poland, we get Ukraine, and then going south into kind of like a curve into
like
North Africa. Kind of like coming into North Africa, we get Romania, Bulgaria, Transylvania.
So a little southern.
Right there. So like Greece is above Transylvania, and Greece is right on like the Lebanon border.
Okay.
Which is right at the top of North Africa.
Gotcha.
So it goes like North Africa, space for water,
Greece for water,
Greece, and then Transylvania above it.
Okay,
so above Greece,
so still very European.
Yeah,
but they got a lot of attacks from the Middle Easterns, the Turkish, kind of stuff like that. Especially, you know, the empires were really different back then.
Yeah.
It was much more like one empire that may be somewhere today, but it was different, you know, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
They use him as a tourist
trap. yeah, so...
Bond in itself.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part, honestly.
Of all places he can go to.
Yeah.
He's not like a YouTube star where he's like, oh, I live close to here.
Yeah, he's going out of his way.
Yeah, he's like, he could be anywhere. He could be in Switzerland, he could be in France.
Yeah.
Greece.
So, you know, but he goes out of his way to frequently travel. He loves it there.
I mean, like it's not too far off. Like, going from the UK to Transylvania would be going, like, from...
But why isn't he in love with, like,
Yeah, he'd be going from, like, California to New York. It's, like, almost the same distance.
I guess, yeah.
It's, like,
I mean,
I'm going,
think about it, like, he's the prince heir apparent of the United Kingdom. What else does he do?
But
like,
there's so much better shit around there.
That's what I'm
I
saying.
Heard it's actually
like,
very nice.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, Portugal, Morocco,
but
like, the Netherlands.
He's done it all, dude. He's a prince.
And,
like,
okay, so, but he's
Greece,
done,
even. Like,
it's
the
just,
island.
It's
like,
just
Greece
so,
has beautiful beaches.
It's so weird that he's done it all, but he still chooses
True.
Transylvania. Because it's not like us, like I said, like it's not like us if we went to go visit those places. We go, oh, I stayed at this like shitty like hostel and stuff. He's staying in like nice places everywhere he goes.
Right.
Very
and
true.
Transylvania
true.
Is still the one.
But he bought his own house in Transylvania.
Well, okay.
Even to that extent. Like,
yeah.
Why do you buy one in California? Like,
oh, yeah.
Or New York.
Like, you know, somebody like being like criminalized for being a creature of habit kind of thing. It's like, say if I loved to vacation in Florida... People would think that I love Florida things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People think, like, oh, he likes...
Like, senior
know,
citizens.
Yeah, he likes... I like old people. I like alligators. I like methamphetamines. Like, I like all the cool things that Florida's known for.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
But maybe he's just like, you know, oh, he goes to Transylvania, so he must be a vampire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean?
Okay, so I love how much you guys are digging into this. It'll make a little bit more sense once I tell you the links.
Go for it.
So, okay, so why you guys were... Like, getting into, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why Transylvania? Mm-hmm. So, there's two real main reasons. Is he's directly connected. Like, to Transylvania and to Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where kind of the myth comes. And this is why there's so much focus on him alone.
Okay. This is real?
Yes, this is actually real.
Okay.
And think of it in the scheme of a royal family. Like, mm-hmm. when it comes to the royal families, you know, especially the United Kingdom goes back centuries. There's so many like branches of that family.
Hmm.
You can even say like you know in World War, I think it was World War One, the three main parties. You've got Germany, England, and Russia. So you've got Kaiser Wilhelm. I don't remember who was the ruler of the UK at the time. It was Elizabeth the First.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Elizabeth the First is way too old. Whoever the ruler of UK was, and you've got Tsar Nicholas. They were all direct first cousins.
Okay.
And, like, that's so weird. You think, like, they're all in a war together, the main parties, but they're all first cousins. They're all related to Queen Victoria.
Uh-huh.
And Tsar Nicholas even said, he's like, if my grandmother was alive, she would have never allowed this war. Like, that's how powerful she was.
Yeah.
Like, so, think about it in that sense. Like, the royal family goes back so freaking far. They've got so many branches. It goes all over the freaking globe.
Yeah.
So, for Charles in particular, CJ, you really want to say something?
No, I'm thinking, like, okay. Really hard. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to say anything. So, just yet. Yeah. I kind of want to...
Yeah, we're jumping the gun a lot.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just soaking it all in. Let me give you these little tidbits, and then it's going to make everything you guys just asked make a lot more sense.
Got it.
So, Charles' connection to Dracula, obviously, is the big question. So, his relation. There's two main sources. First of all, if you just go back to his great-grandmother, which is Queen Mary...
the boat.
Yes.
I hate that we made the same joke at the same time.
The boat, and I said the boat.
So, Queen Mary was the consort of George V. Mm-hmm. And his bloodline goes back to Vlad IV. Who is the half-brother of Vlad III, which is Dracula. So that's the quickest connection. He's a descendant of George V, which goes straight to Vlad. He has a second blood connection in his relation to Princess Marie of Edinburgh, which he is also the Duke of Edinburgh, I don't even understand all that. everyone's a duke or a duchess. But... he's related to Princess Marie of Edinburgh, who was the granddaughter of Queen Victoria. Marie married King Ferdinand I of Romania.
Ferdinand.
Hmm.
Like Franz?
Yes.
Okay.
But not who the band is named after. They're named after Franz Ferdinand, the Belgian ruler.
Oh, okay.
Yes. His death started World War I.
Yeah, which is what I'm asking.
Yes. Right. But no, not saying, Franz.
Okay. So I'm wondering, like, the fucking crazy connections you're talking
Actually,
about.
Actually, wait. No, Belgium's different than Romania. There's two Ferdinands.
Okay.
That's
a very common
So
there might be three. Who knows?
I don't know.
Let's get crazy.
So Princess Marie married King Ferdinand I of Romania, and they ruled Romania after World War I. Mm-hmm. So obviously not the same Ferdinand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all know the first one died. after he smacked away a grenade. Because he's a badass.
Boss.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
With his dick.
Yes.
Just fucking horn swatted that motherfucker.
I don't know. That.
Later.
Home run.
It's a grand slam.
So
rip the shit out of it.
you guys were asking me first, like, why does he keep going to Transylvania?
Okay.
It's in his blood.
Okay.
Like, he's related to these people. Okay. One of his bloodlines goes straight back to Vlad III.
Mm-hmm.
So, like we said, like, he really likes it there. Tourism department in Transylvania really likes him, and they capitalize on as much as they can.
Yeah, of course they love him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a couple of videos you can look up.
Prince, like that's the best tourism you could ever receive.
Yeah. He's their bread and butter.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like Beyonce coming to your fucking door every day. Like,
you know, Beyonce comes to my door every day. Everyone should come over. Yeah. Beyonce comes to my door.
Yeah, this is what we're here
for. You
want to
stay in their summer home?
Yeah,
you can rent it.
Yeah.
So I liked this quote. I just added it there because I just thought it like a little cherry on top.
Okay.
So obviously there's videos for the tourist department using Charles to their advantage. One of them is an interview, and at the very end he has a quote, which says, "The genealogy shows I am descended from." I can't even talk. Blah 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 blah.
Do it in a British accent, maybe we'll help.
Yeah. Do it in an accent.
Oh, that's not gonna be bad.
Get the royal family after us.
Just not like a really cogny one. Like something that's different
than
your
stupid.
You know, I'm a direct descendant of your name.
Let AJ read it.
Just like that.
Do you want to? Yeah, you
want
to read it?
Do you want me to read it?
It's the last quote on the page.
Okay,
so.
"The genealogy shows I am descendant of Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of stake in the country."
Oh my god.
That's exactly...
So the accent aside, but do you see what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Charles. Have a good one.
He's lining himself back to Vlad the Impaler.
No, but did you see the little wordplay?
Steak.
Oh,
not with an E.
I loved it.
A-K-E.
I thought it was really clever.
I thought he meant me.
Yeah. I think he was being a little witty, and he's like, "Oh, what do you do to vampires? Like, yeah, stake them."
Like, that's a tourist trap.
Yes.
It's like playing on your own fucking violin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that night, he got like 16 prostitutes, male and female, and a pile of cocaine.
Wait, was it 8 and 8, or was it a different...
You let your imagination take control.
14 and 2.
14 and 2.
In the favor of dicks.
14, yes.
14. I like them odds. Yes.
One, like, well, my lady boy, it's a human roulette table.
One and out of and seven of the these motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're all in a circle, yeah.
He jumps off
he
the bed.
One in seven. One in seven. One in seven.
So, odds. In the sake of the conspiracy, we can all agree, like, it makes a little more sense now, right?
Well, it makes sense that his connection to Transylvania. Like, I totally get that. Yeah. I totally get how he has lineage and he has, like, you know, the history behind it. But here's where I'm having a disconnect, and I kind of, I don't know if I don't want to, like, bring it to a fucking, you know, I don't want to...
What?
Cause this all to, like, come to a grinding halt or anything.
No, I still got something.
But
oh, he's got you.
Is being a vampire different than drinking blood, or is it, like, are we talking, like, undead vampires, or just the fact that you're drinking blood, or
so
you're consuming
there's,
blood?
There's the act of vampirism.
Yeah.
Like, the modern-day vampirism, where we have people drink blood, they're like, I'm a vampire, I'm a creature of the night.
Right.
Like, everyone that works at Hot Topic. But, like...
You used to.
We both did. But,
hey,
all
now.
Three of us did.
Yeah.
All,
that's something we won't reveal from our past. We all did work at Hot Topic, so we're very familiar with vampires.
We used to work at Hot Topic.
Yes. We're all daywalkers.
God damn it.
But...
I hate that that's on the record. I hate that that's out there. All right, fine.
Okay, so...
But that's where we get our creepy coolness from.
Mm-hmm. Spooky coolness.
Yeah.
So sorry, continue.
Anyway, so, I get that he's attached to this certain area. Mm-hmm. That he's attached to Transylvania.
Yes.
But, or is he, you know, is he a daywalker? Does he drink blood? Like, is it, like, so Vlad the Impaler, yes, he consumed blood with bread and stuff like that. And Vlad
water
the,
it
Vlad
down,
the Impaler.
Vlad.
Yeah, yeah.
Go all or
but,
go none,
you know? You know, Jesus consumed blood with bread, too. Like, it's, you know, he consumed the flesh of my flesh and the blood of my blood. Like,
well, Jesus didn't. We do.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
He probably, like, he was hungry.
Yeah, he
ate himself.
Yeah, he was like,
well,
I'm
didn't, he didn't just, like,
hungry.
Give everybody his flesh and not take a little snip of that, too.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, he's like,
I'm
sourdough.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you taste like.
Anyways, so what is the connection between his, you know, his history with translating half the... have anything to do with people drinking or eating or consuming blood or being any sort of kind of vampire style.
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you so much.
So,
so supportive.
Yes. Okay, so, the last little, I guess, zinger I got. So, if you guys go back to early myths of, the early day urban legends of vampires... obviously, there was a lot of misconceptions. There was a lot of non-understanding of diseases we know about today, which made people think, you know, more darker things, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, if you will. Like, you know, things that we understand now as, like, common medicine, people thought, you know, oh, that person's a ghoul or...
For sure.
Something like that. Like, so, one disease that is...
Burnwitch, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if she floats, she's made of wood.
But... If she's not, she's a fucking liar.
Yeah. So, the one thing I was able to find was there's a disease that's very well known today called porphyria. Are you guys familiar with porphyria?
No, not progeria.
I feel like I might have heard it, but I have no idea.
I was thinking progeria, but...
I think that's
what
I'm
thinking. That's
what
I'm thinking, yeah.
That's,
no,
the first time I read it, that's what I thought, too. It's not...
It's
porphyria.
Yeah, yeah.
It has an S on it, so I'm assuming I'm saying it's like porphyrious or something. But it's a very rare blood disease, which causes the blood to have difficulty bonding iron.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm assuming... It causes all sorts of different, like, reactions and symptoms.
Quote Taylor Swift, bad blood.
Yes. I mean, she probably is a vampire.
Yeah. Bad blood. Oh, I love that song, dude. It's so good.
So, there's two different types of porphyria, but we're going to focus on one for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one which kind of started the early myth of vampires. The main symptom of this, which is called cutaneous porphyria, causes sensitivity and blistering in sunlight.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
And that caused the initial myth of the vampire, because these people did not come out during the day. They only came out at night, and if you saw them in direct sunlight, or even intense light, they would blister. And, like, permanently, it would damage them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is part of this whole conspiracy or myth is that every member of the royal family suffers from this.
But it could be due to, but it also could be due to like inbreeding and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Not saying anything. No,
that's the thing. That's the thing.
No,
Porphyria.
No,
is
a, tell him, AJ. Tell him.
Porphyria is only
tell
passed.
Tell him they're doing his
dad. Porphyria is only passed genetically.
Okay.
Fuck, really?
One or two, one or both
so
of.
It has to be.
It has to be. You can't acquire it. It's one or both of your parents has to have it.
Okay.
So, the myth that connects with is that they believe that every member of the royal family suffers from a cutaneous porphyria, which they account to the fact that like, they're always wearing floppy hats and gloves. They're always very covered. Obviously, they come out in daylight.
Yeah.
But, you know. You know, but you can also argue it to you. Like, we've all seen William and Harry wearing polo t-shirts.
Yeah, it's just something in New Zealand, like,
So,
dude, the weird thing about this is this makes Meghan Markle Blade. You know that, right? Like, she's...
Yeah.
She's Blade now.
Yeah. To be saying, I was like, who's
she's
Meghan
the Daywalker.
Yeah.
Harry's wife.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's the Daywalker. She's Blade. She's Wesley Snipes. And she could, you know, she's the half-breed.
She could save us all.
She could save a soul.
That's what she's getting married in for, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
For an extermination.
No wonder they gave her dirty looks before.
Mm. Oh, dude.
They
Queen,
do.
Queen Elizabeth's looks on Meghan Markle were fucking
outstanding. Well, isn't she a commoner?
She's a commoner, and she's off the breed, too.
She's not white.
She's not white, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, what about Princess Di, too? Like, Princess Di was, you know, that's a whole thing.
That's
together,
another conspiracy
like,
that... Queen
Elizabeth killed her because she was a commoner.
Actually,
well.
The main one is that Charles did.
Charles did.
That Charles had her killed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just get so caught up on the queen being, like, this mastermind, but, like, Charles may be, like, the silent kind of killer.
Yeah.
Because the queen's the one that has, like, the royal Christmas. Like, she has, you know, gives all the presents on Christmas.
But
and,
if you think about
it,
you're not that far off. Charles could just be doing it to protect Mummy.
Yeah,
Mummy Vamps.
Mummy, that's what they call
protect
him.
Protect your Mummy!
Y'all know that's how he talks.
I fucking love your accent.
I mean, have you seen his face recently? It's not that unbelievable.
Have you ever seen...
That's
why I keep... Anytime I see him, I think of that. That's why I said he's quite a character.
Yeah.
He does have a weird kind of, like, spindly vibe to him.
He's very British.
You know what I mean? Like,
to put it in the nice
Fred Armisen's impression of Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking so good, dude. She's, like, playing bass guitar at the end of every skit. Like, it's so fucking great.
Oh, the one where they had their wedding?
Oh, the one where he gets the gyno.
Yeah.
And there's all these specific things that you have to know, and you have to call her, like, the queen's vagina.
Yeah.
The Majesty's vagina.
We're just being respectful, Cody, right?
No,
we're being respectful of the Queen.
I'm taking it all in.
We're making sure to call it their Majesty's vagina.
I just, like, you know what? You're making, like, so many fucking good points that I'm kind of having a hard time finding a conspiracy here.
They just,
you know,
like,
I mean?
You said, the, like, they have such a history that, like, we've talked about in, like, previous episodes, and, like, it comes up a lot, like, as a joke, too. It's, like, it's so well known that, like, there's something off about them, and maybe because we're Americans and they're British and we just think these things, and, like, what they do is,
I mean,
normal.
You gotta think there is a reason. So even in nowadays, like, they're, because the UK is a constitutional monarchy, they're not a full-blown monarchy anymore, but somehow these people have managed to not lose all their power and stay relevant, like, everything revolves around these people
still.
And the only place in the world that's really like this, every other self-acclaimed king or something, is a dictatorship.
Yeah, like,
well,
a tyrant.
Talk about puppets. I mean, like, this is the ultimate puppet, right? Like,
because
if you've ever seen, like, a, like, British parliamentary hearings, they're very jovial and very fun.
Yeah,
like,
they still wear wigs.
Yeah, they still wear wigs. They're very,
there's also a name for it, but...
like, amicable and, like, fun, and they're sarcastic, and, like, they're messing around with everybody, and, like, you know, can this person have the floor, and can this person have the floor,
candidly.
And will Sir Speaker please quiet down? Like, they're very, you know...
But they get shit done.
They get shit done, but it's in a very, like, sarcastic kind of joking way.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, you don't fuck with the Queen.
You don't fuck
like,
with the Queen. Oh, have you ever seen a fucking Royal Guard fucking turn the heat on?
Yeah.
On a fucking
tourist?
It's hilarious.
It's my favorite thing, I think,
it's
ever.
Like top 10 Reddit cringe compilations.
Yeah.
Like,
always gets,
gets
fucked
somebody
up. One of the beef eaters.
Yeah, one of the beef eaters. Fucking elbow jack and a fucking tourist in the face.
So, it's great. Like, it, you know, like I said at the beginning, like, or I actually said it off recording, like, there's not really a lot to this topic. Like, but it's got some validity to
it. It's got meat on the bones.
It does. It's got some meat on the bones. So I just wanted to quickly go through the rest of these symptoms. And then I have one little thing I've been saving, which I think CJ's really going to like. So for cutaneous porphyria, which is what we said they have, which the main one is a sensitivity to light. That's why everyone is like, oh, vampire.
Blood blisters,
etc. The other symptoms that are prominent with it is their skin is fragile and the pigment changes, which you can see in certain branches of vampire myths. Obviously, like being super pasty, almost see-through skin is talked about a lot. This one branches off a little bit into a whole different thing, because there's, as well as, while there's the whole thing that they're vampires, there's also one that coincides with them that they're werewolves. Because one of the conditions of this certain porphyria is excessive hair growth. And so there's a whole other thing that they might also be, or actually be werewolves. Yeah, so they're just covering all their bases on mythical creatures.
I don't see any validity behind that. Like,
yeah,
most of them are very,
to
you know,
me,
criminally hairless.
To me, that one kind of breaks it.
Yeah,
like
that's like, okay, fine.
But you gotta remember, like, with every disease, not everyone gets every symptom.
Yeah, but I mean, why push it? You've got you know, allergic to sun, and you've got hairless. Those are two perfectly great examples.
Yeah, and
why push it with, you know, you bark at the moon?
Yeah, very true.
You're fine. Like, why pat it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I agree. You know, and there's already so much connection to Vlad. Like, we know Vlad wasn't the fucking creation of a werewolf. He was a vampire.
Yeah.
So the thing I've been kind of saving for CJ, which I thought was kind of funny when I was reading this, I was like, oh, okay, weird. So like I said earlier, there's two versions of porphyria.
Mm-hmm.
They come with completely different symptoms. So the thing that was cracking me up, so we know the cutaneous one that means they're a vampire.
Yeah.
So the other one, which is called acute porphyria, basically just means they have diarrhea all the time.
I believe that one.
Okay. So I'm a vampire.
Fine.
We're all vampires.
Okay. Fine, yeah. I get it.
It's called Taco Bell.
Listen, right? I like Flamin' Hot Cheetos as much as the next guy, but it doesn't mean I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
Just because red comes out after I eat it. Doesn't mean that's blood coming out, right? That's what my doctor said.
Or it means it's your blood, not as someone else's.
And I'm not diving it back in my toilet trying to get something.
Blood can happen in the middle. It doesn't have to be at the start.
Yeah.
I can get it in the middle and at the end. It's not a 3-step process. Like,
yeah.
Blood can be step 2 and step 3, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So
in and out. Why not just all of them? You know,
here's
like,
the thing. Like,
why can't I be allergic to sunlight, allergic to spicy foods, and, you know, have pale skin?
Well,
like, why
is immortal?
Three?
This was the thing that I liked. Like, with, if you have a cuperphyria, which I'm assuming, if, let's say, I mean, everyone in the royal family suffers from this. This is basically what they have, which basically describes the three of us. It's pain in your chest and legs.
Oh, all the time.
Nausea and vomiting pretty much every morning.
Yeah.
Breathing problems. High blood pressure.
Yeah.
And constipation and diarrhea.
So Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so your run-of-the-mill middle American is a vampire.
So it's either they're vampires or they're just shitting all the time.
I don't know. Like, what was the diet like back then, though? Like, I mean, our diet's bad now.
Yeah, but you're saying this is still happening.
Yo, yeah, it's the part of this is that the current royal family all suffers from porphyria.
Here
don't
is.
Specify
one or the other.
Which kind?
Here it is. I can afford this vampire lifestyle. All right, these royals can afford a healthy diet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
why
do they have diarrhea? Why are they so allergic to sunlight? Like, they have all the means, they have all the money, they have all the means to be healthy. Like, the best nurses, like, the best doctors, like, the best, you know, care. So, how do they have it? And I do, too. Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
There's
like,
no cure for porphyria. It cannot be cured. There's actually only 20,000 cases in the U.S. annually.
U.S.,
I know. Yeah, but we're a lot bigger than the U.K.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, and there's only 20,000 cases here. We're talking in a much smaller country in one isolated thing, and there's no cure.
And in one isolated family.
In one isolated family. I mean, and if you talk about, in your point, they have all the money, all the means, or whatever. I mean, they're fucking vampires. Like, they don't, that's why they have all the best means and everything.
Argument. Yeah,
they've
spent
centuries accumulating an unmatched wealth and power.
And not enough to stop these symptoms.
Or the diarrhea.
Or the diarrhea.
Nothing
more importantly.
Except for constipation.
Which is a symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a relief.
It's a day-to-day. It's a day-to-day.
Like, thank God I'm not shitting today constantly. My stomach hurts, but my asshole does
it
not.
It probably depends. Maybe it depends on how fatty the person they sucked was.
Constipation and diarrhea, man.
What? I meant suck the blood of, like, if it was, like, if it was a fatty person, they got constipation. If it was, like, a fatty person, diarrhea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a fatty, bro.
No. Oh, big ol' hog leg. No. Big ol' spliff. Sploof.
I got crazy diarrhea, I'm so hot!
Okay, alright. So, so yeah, I mean, there was one other link I was gonna dive into until I realized it was a InfoWars video.
Oh god.
Oh fuck.
And I couldn't jump into an Alex Jones fucking video today. So I left that source untouched. But he actually has a video on it, so if you guys want to look it up, and you can fucking sit through that, he'll tell you about vampires.
That's what is the title of the video called?
I don't remember the exact title, but honestly, I think if you just Googled InfoWars Vampires.
Like, Royal Family.
Yeah, it's literally a picture of Alex Jones midstream at the screen with, like, white vampires behind him.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's, like, bulging veins out of his forehead.
Is oh, he's got some big old fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Julia Roberts fucking forehead veins, dude.
Jeez, like, some big old ballers. The guy is insane.
Yeah. No, he's got a lot of... there's a lot of things going on with him.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, like I said, I mean...
I'm just having a hard time with the whole Vampire Connect thing. I'm having a real hard time
with it. Why are you having a hard time with it?
It's just because, like, vampires to me are so, you know...
Sexy?
Like, yeah.
I mean, they are gay.
But very,
they're not. I mean, William's already bald.
It's a, Harry's ginger. No, no, what it is, it's a fantasy disconnect.
Yeah.
So you're connecting, okay. it's too realistic, your vampire? And my vampires have, like,
turn into,
like,
bats.
Turn into bats, they're, you
sleeping
know.
Coffins.
Yeah, fangs.
Like, you're thinking Gary Oldman and like, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Peak.
No, I'm thinking, like, Graf Orlok.
Oh, like, you're going, like, Nosferatu shit.
Nosferatu,
Okay.
You know, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, Widow's Peak, vampires, big cape, big, you know.
Okay.
You know,
but that was very Hollywood.
It was very Hollywood, thing, like, but they still were magic. There was a magic
okay.
behind it.
Okay.
And so your vampires are real, and they just eat bread and blood. My vampires suck fucking necks, bro. Like, they take a bite out of your neck, they suck okay. blood, they harvest humans, they keep them in, like,
well,
warehouses.
Maybe they, but maybe
and,
they
like,
do. Maybe they just like yeah, to wear a suit.
Where's the proof, bud?
I mean, have you seen Daywalker?
The proof isn't the... Oh, bloody pudding. The in proof the isn't pudding. In the bloody pudding.
Yeah. Have you seen, Daybreakers?
No.
It's a good one. Sam Neill?
British.
British.
Yeah.
It's Sam Neill and Ethan... Yeah, it's
done.
Sam Neill, Ethan Hawke, and Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
it's in a modern world run by vampires where they've taken over and they harvest humans
yeah.
and they're running out.
Well, Blade does that too.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can relate it to.
I just love Blade.
I just think you really like Widow Peaks.
Fucking love Widow Peaks. Hey, G, you kind of got one going on a little bit too. You have a gorgeous head of hair, man. Not everybody says it to you, but they should. You got a pretty head of hair, man.
Yeah. But I take the compliment. Yeah. Well, I heard that Vlad did drink the blood of his enemies because he felt that, quote me if I'm wrong, or stop me if I'm wrong, but like he did it because he did feel that if you consumed that, then he would have the power over his enemies.
Yeah.
So he did it for, like, supernatural reasons.
Oh, yeah, there were, like I mentioned earlier, yeah.
And he was a conqueror, so it was, like, something
he just
thought,
maybe he liked bread, too.
Yeah, the people thought that's where he got it from.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, we're not too far off. But I don't see, like, I'm like, I get it. Like, yeah, it totally, like, sounds real that the royal family would be, like, connected to vampires. But, like, but it's also because, like, Queen Elizabeth's been around for, God knows,
yeah.
I can't imagine.
So long, man.
Yeah,
so long.
Like, I feel like she's been old forever.
Yeah,
like
she's been old as long as I've been young. She's been old.
Yeah,
I feel like she's been old for like 40 years.
She's like one of the ancients.
Yeah,
like she's the ancient one.
And I think that's where it comes from.
And
too.
You could also say too, like, you know, there's I know I mentioned like his lineage of Queen Mary, but we're gonna talk about a different Queen Mary for a second, which is like the source of Bloody Mary. She was a ruler in that same area, in that Romania kind of area, and she did the same thing. She tortured and mutilated. Servant girls and would drink their blood, bathe in it, eat their flesh.
That's the kind of shit I'm talking
and
about, man. That's
she
vampire
was
shit.
She was a ruler in that same area,
yeah.
Like way, way back in the day.
I just
that's
I
your
got,
shit. Is how you
no,
say
I just got so thrown off by the bread and blood. I imagine this like fucking going to
like is it like a vampire vegan?
No, just like going to going to Disneyland and going to the French Quarter and getting like a sourdough bread bowl, like and like putting blood in the sourdough bread bowl, like, oh, this is fun for everybody, you know? But like
I'm on a diet.
Yeah, but like it's just like the bread and blood threw me off, but like that fucking like eating people and like eating flesh and that kind of stuff, that's the vampires that I'm used to, you know? Like the fucking gross vampires.
But let's,
you know,
let's take it into a modern ground though. Like let's think about that was the old times.
Okay.
This is the new times. It has to be done on a more, like, low-key scale.
Right.
They're, I mean, they still live in a castle.
Castle?
Like,
that's
no
a, that's
one fucking
part
goes
of it.
In there.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably full of bodies. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a huge place. It's a huge place and only a few people, like, live there, realistically. I mean, there's, like, servants' quarters and things like that.
But you
like,
know there's rooms no one goes in.
Yeah. And, like, that room could have a wall knocked down, and that wall could be knocked down, and then there could
exactly.
be, like, chains all in the ceiling and everything like that.
Yeah. We're talking about centuries.
Well,
yeah.
It's just, like,
one family.
I guess it's just, it's so difficult because you're bringing such a, like, a real thing into, like, a modern-day light where I'm so used to seeing it, like you said, like, very romanticized and
yes.
very cartoonized and, like...
You would love the book The Silver Kiss.
Oh, I fucking love it already.
It's a very romantic vampire.
Is it like getting a kiss from an old lady?
Yes. It's a vampire romance novel.
A Silver Kiss?
Yes. Is it like those covers you see at like Walgreens?
No, not with Fabio on it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like a Daniel Steele?
Yeah. No.
Perfect.
Right.
Right on the center of the bat.
I'm going to bring fucking a different meaning to 50 Shades of Grey, if you know what I mean.
So, I mean, I guess...
Silver Kiss.
50 Shades of Grey.
It's a good book, man.
Okay.
The book is way better.
Yeah. So, I guess really, like, if we want to go to wrap this up, before you even talk about, do you think this is real? Do you think vampires are real? That really is... You have to answer that before you think the royal family is.
That's a toughie.
I don't know, because, like, honestly, Cody, like, you did such a good job of this. It's like, I don't think you really gave us a choice. Do you know what I mean? Like, the
I didn't.
We're,
the,
like...
The history,
you
the
like
connection.
Convinced us.
Yeah.
More
than
gave us, like, a
than,
question.
I don't really... I don't think this is on-the-fence kind of thing.
You guys are just
I definitely
I said I didn't feel confident about
no,
this topic.
No, shut up. No, because fuck you. And... This was fucking so, like, the history of it, the fact that you connected every question I had
yeah.
to, you know, every, it was just,
yeah.
I have no choice now.
Yeah. Like,
I don't
think,
really have a,
okay.
I don't have a fucking dog in this race.
Yeah.
Like, Prince Charles and fucking Vlad the Impaler are connected.
I mean, they're related.
And
yeah.
the difference between your vampire and my vampire, that's semantics. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's... You know, a vampire is drinking blood, you know, by definition or whatever,
yeah.
and, like, he's related to it, and there you fucking go.
Tradition is tradition.
Yeah.
They're not putting people on spikes, but he's
yeah.
probably dipping his bread in some blood.
Yeah. Well, bloody pudding, dude, that's what we're saying, like, blood sausage, like,
really
all that shit.
And
like,
if they really wanted to do it, like, if they really were doing, like, hey, let's do just like Vlad did, because we feel that it keeps us young or whatever, and, like,
yeah.
Elizabeth
yeah.
was like, oh, you see, this is when I was a young lady.
Oh, God, you love your accent.
And then, so then, you know, everyone else is doing it because they're like, yeah, well, I mean, look at Mom, she's been alive
mm-hmm.
for, like, 5,000
yeah.
years, and she looks great, and she still drives a car.
Great,
like,
great-ish.
I don't want to, like, beat a fucking dead horse here, but, like, English food is, like, the most commonly known for containing blood, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, so it's to like, go where they're dipping their bread in blood.
Right.
I totally 100% believe
yeah.
that. Like,
I'm fucking in, dude.
I don't know if they're immortal, but I will say I do think that it's probably super easy for them to get blood somewhere. Even if it's,
yeah.
like, all the guards, like, 1 week have to donate, like, a certain amount of blood, and then they all just accumulate
oh, shit,
the
yeah.
blood together.
Well, I mean, blood transfusions, I mean, that's what keeps you going, right?
Yeah, you don't
I
think, like,
yeah,
something
yeah,
gets
you
know, donated
like,
to the queen?
Well, yeah. This goes, yeah, they could be literally transfused,
yeah.
because, like, it goes back to the ancient beliefs that, like, they used to think that you could just ingest it and that would do the trick.
No,
yeah. but now we know infusions
yeah.
are the way to go, and they could have adopted that and been doing the same
thing. Dude, 100%. There's a fucking closed door in Buckingham Palace that has a blood fucking into my veins fucking room.
Yeah, where there's
yeah.
a dude like running on
yeah.
a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full of like testosterone and steroids and
right.
just like pumping it straight into their veins.
Because that's what keeps us alive, man. It's
yeah.
our fucking it's our life source. You know,
yeah.
the more blood we have, the better.
No, I totally think that. I cannot see it's too far away to
So, I mean. So can we say that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, memory being shit, is this the first episode that we were actually saying, like, Thumbs yes?
Well, okay, let's put some parameters on it though. Like, okay, so what's the, you know, what's the myth? Let's
okay, the myth is that the entire royal family has porphyria.
Okay. Well, no, what's the first myth that you said? Like, how'd you introduce
this? Oh, that they're all vampires. They're all blood-sucking vampires.
Like Bram Stoker?
That was what I
told. Well, maybe is blood-sucking and blood-using two different things?
You know I just mean? Wanted to be dramatic.
Take the fanes away and replace a fucking syringe.
Same thing?
Yeah. There you go.
So...
That'll do it.
Are they... Okay. Let's... Okay. Parameters. Is the royal family... modern day vampires.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
100%.
Yeah.
Agreed.
If you say modern day, it's like, yeah, that's totally possible. Like, I feel like if they're like, can't go out in sunlight and they poof into a bat, I'd be like, I don't know.
We're still saying modern day vampires. Do they suffer from some of the traditional symptoms of camping in direct sunlight? Do they guard themselves as much as possible? Yeah, for sure. Maybe they are more resilient than their ancestors.
They always use, over time. Queen Elizabeth is always using like a fucking parasol for the sun,
dude. Yeah,
like,
but the younger ones are probably like they've distanced themselves. They could be further tougher from that disease, sure. They've been in the sun. She probably had them exposed to sun more. What happens behind closed doors? She could have had them injected with some sort of
serum. They got really good blood.
Yeah, or they take some sort of vitamin like. That they...
Blood vitamin.
But you look at any one of those fucking assholes and you think, just in your head, subtly, if one of those kids hit sunlight, they would fucking explode.
Oh, that'd be...
Like, just by looking at him, like, just hilarious. By looking at Prince Harry, how is he alive?
I mean, he looks like a powder keg.
Like, how is he alive?
Yeah.
He's just, like, his body is, like, vibrating at all times. Like, it's just, like, about to fucking explode.
Like the lady from Total Recall.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
What was that stomach thing in Total Recall?
Oh, it was like, God, stop the reactor, whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is, though, but yeah.
It looked like fucking Krang from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm totally for it.
Oh, cool. Dude, I'm so
I'm into
this
it.
One.
I mean, I because, just want to be, I love it.
Because this is the first thing that like connected the two worlds so seamlessly.
Yeah.
You know, you brought the world of myth and legend, and you know, and you fucking smashed it into modern day and said, these are the real world applications of what it would take to be a fucking vampire, or what would it take to fucking like you live forever, or you know, even just live longer.
Or they just have diarrhea.
Or just.
That's a cure for constant diarrhea. Yeah. It's young blood.
Yeah. Call me Prince CJ. Because I have fucking diarrhea all the time.
Excuse me, my lady, for the fifth time. I gotta go do some progeria.
Okay.
Porphyria.
All right.
I beg your
pardon. Well, cool. Thanks, guys.
No, I fucking love it. Did you guys hear that?
No. What's that?
It's a choo choo. Did you hear that?
Is that a choo choo train?
Woo! It was way more interactive than I thought.
Alright! Everybody, welcome to CJ's Games Corner!
It is
a different segment that we're having, and we're gonna play a game today.
It was a ghost train.
Alright, so it was a ghost train.
Okay.
And that's the first rule. No, it has nothing to do with a ghost train. What I want to do with you guys is that just to cap this fucking beautiful episode that Cody fucking put on the fucking laminate on, is I want to play a game with you guys.
Okay.
I want to kind of make it fun. So what I'm going to do is I am going to tell three myths.
Okay.
Okay? And one of them is a myth that has been proven to be true. One of the myths I made up completely. And one of the myths is still unproven.
Oh, so it's like a cool spin on two truths and a lie.
Kind of, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Very. Oh, dude, good.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, good one. So you get 1 point for each right answer. Right answer.
Right answer.
I'm Wilford Brimley.
I mean, you came out on a train.
Yeah. I'm the conductor today.
So we have multiple rounds.
No, so I'm just gonna say three myths.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna give you guys like
10
seconds to think about it, kind of thing.
Highest score is three.
Highest score is three. Gotcha. Whoever wins, and if there's a tie, there's a tiebreaker.
So is it just between me and AJ?
Just between you and AJ.
Well, cheers.
Well, yeah, he knows the answer.
True.
Yeah, if it was between us three,
point for AJ.
Fucking demolish you, motherfuckers.
Every single one.
All right, so everybody get the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so one myth that has been proven to be true.
Okay.
So it used to be a myth, and now it's true. One that I completely made up, and one existing myth that is yet to be proven.
Gotcha.
Okay? You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask all right, a question?
So nobody yell anything out.
Okay, that was my question. How do we do this?
How do we yell out?
Yes, how do we yell?
How does Cody yell?
Yes.
You don't yell out. I'm just going to say, you guys think amongst yourselves.
Okay.
And in 10 seconds, I'm going to let you mull it over.
And we just say yes.
And I'm just going to go, Cody, you go first. AJ, you go second kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to write them down. Would you rather write them down and kind of like show me? And I
no, because we're doing
a podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
It's got to be vocal.
Yeah.
I think the listeners would really appreciate 20 seconds of silence after this fucking thing. Okay.
No, I think we can cheat. I'll remember.
Okay.
I'll remember.
If for the podcast listeners, I'll sing or something like that while you guys are thinking.
That's so weird. Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay. So.
We'll edit it.
First. Question.
Gotcha.
Okay. Or first
myth.
Quote unquote myth.
Okay.
All right. Nobody say anything. Hillary Clinton is running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor. Second, quote unquote myth. During Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking. Third, quote unquote myth. Andrea Pavarotti has 3 lungs.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Oh, I know one.
Con te partiro.
It's so distracting. I'm glad I already knew before you started singing.
Okay, I think I'm good.
10 seconds are up. Alright, who wants to go first?
Cody can go first.
Are we doing 1 for 1, or are we doing 1, 2, 3?
You're rattle them all off. Rattle them all off. What are your answers?
But you can say which one you think.
Okay. Okay. Go. My first one, the pizza one.
Is myth. What?
Myth.
Current myth.
Current myth.
Okay.
What was the second one? The poison alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Fact. The 3 lungs you made up.
Okay. AJ.
That was my same answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh god, you nailed it. You fucking nailed it first try.
Because I knew about
Pizzagate.
Oh,
you knew about Pizzagate?
Yeah.
And I knew Alex Jones.
Yes.
And I know about it was Alex Jones. I know about the Prohibition.
Yeah. And there's no one that has 3 lungs. So But that was good. What's a tiebreaker? I'm excited.
You have a tiebreaker?
Okay.
He didn't play that far.
I thought one of you guys was gonna fuck up. So how we're gonna do this is my hands are gonna act as buzzers.
Okay.
All right.
Slap you?
So just make small talk.
Alright, I'm kind of scared to slap his hands because I'm really sweaty.
Well, dry your hands, sweaty.
Dude,
you were touching your can.
You could blast these right now with air, and it would still produce water.
We're in a drought right now.
Let's use Cody.
Just
send me
just
to Africa.
Just have your hands sticking out.
Send me to Africa. I will provide them.
Get Jack Nicholson to take a look at your hands. That's a very old joke.
Hypohydration, man. It's real.
Hypohidrosis is what it's called.
Well, I got it.
I've seen Gillette commercials.
It's all over my body.
All right, you're doing great.
Every nook.
I wish I had that.
No, you don't. You know how embarrassing it is?
I would have an excuse for not being...
Do you know what baby I would kick right now to be dry?
Oh, don't do that.
That's saying a lot. But I'd kick a baby for a sandwich.
I mean, I wouldn't... Yeah, see, I wouldn't.
For
I love babies.
For a York peppermint patty.
I wouldn't have. I wouldn't.
When they ask me what would I do, I'd kick a baby.
Mm. All right. Is this. Okay, here's what we're doing, all right? So, is this a conspiracy theory, true or false?
Like, proven true?
True or false, and you smack my hand to buzz in.
Wipe your hand.
All right, wipe your hands, Cody.
Now
my hands are all nervous, all right. So I just keep sweating.
Is this a myth, true or false? Georgia is poisoning their snow.
Oh,
true.
Nailed it!
Damn it!
Fuck you, AJ! You suck, AJ!
Who was that guy? He just came out of the window.
Wait, tell me more about that, though.
Next time.
Okay.
Yeah, leave it for the listeners.
Cliffhangers.
Look it up on your own terms. I think it's a fun thing to research on your own.
Okay.
Let's let it all hang in.
So we'll wrap up. I think we have a couple good juicy announcements, though.
Oh, yeah, super sweet. Yeah,
let's go. AJ, you want to break the news?
What? We're on?
We're on things.
Oh, we're on things. This is gonna. Well, I mean, you probably already know this, but in case you don't, you can tell your friends. We're on our major app that we're on, that we're using at the moment, is called Anchor. That is anchor.fm/redacted. That's anchor.fm/redacted.
Okay.
But we're also on Spotify. You can just search for the Redacted
podcast. More importantly.
We're on Google Podcasts as well, too. We're on Stitcher. We're on, like, pretty much every podcast thing. We're not on iTunes at this moment. Probably when this airs, we probably will be.
Hopefully.
But just letting you guys know now, if you guys don't know already, if you're listening to this on anything else, if you want to listen to it on, like, your preferred channel, we pretty much are covered on every single one of those.
So Spotify is Redacted Podcast. It's a spotify.com/redacted podcast.
Well, no, it's a huge algorithm number. So
just go to Spotify and look up Redacted.
Yeah, if you go to Spotify.
Redacted Podcast.
If you type in Redacted Podcast, it's right
there. Same with Anchor.
And you know what would be really fun is if we heard some ideas from you guys.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear it. So we do have a Gmail account set up, which is redactedcontact@gmail.com. So redactedcontact@gmail.com. Send us every and any idea you have. Send us dick pics, send us, funny stories.
Brenda has to look
send us whatever you got. Like, send us just silly things that you think are funny. Like, and also send us conspiracies.
Yes.
Because that's what we do.
And we have an Instagram as well, too. And then we might get other things set up if you guys do enjoy it. We might somewhat think of doing a Patreon so that we can actually start doing YouTube.
That'd be good.
We'll do YouTube videos. If you guys have any suggestions of anything else you want us to do, we can do them on the side as well, too, like countdown top tens or whatever.
Yeah. Or take your guys' opinion.
Yeah.
We can do polls. Do you guys think that the world film is a vampire? Do you think the Earth is flat?
Yeah.
Instagram's got that cool feature now. We might throw those up.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Oh, if you've got a business that you want us to promote as well at the same
time.
We'll
do a free sponsor.
Yeah.
We are slaves to the industry, my man.
Yeah.
Fucking give it to me.
Capitalism.
But for the night, I was AJ.
Cody.
CJ.
And this was the Redacted Podcast. Good night.